Exciting time for us. Drafted a young man, Eli Apple. I'll have a chance to bring him home. Exciting time. Young player, 20, won't be 21 until I think August 9th. And combative, physical corner. Interviewed great. Tackled well on tape. We like his size. We like his length. Good ball skills. That showed up. He's something he's working on. And we're excited to get him in here. With that, we'll open it up.
What was the experience like for you watching everything happen in the 9 picks before you? Because there was a lot going on.
That was exciting. I mean, it's like anything else. You go through the process. You trust your board. You see how things come off. And you hope you have somebody sitting up there you like when it comes time to pick. And we obviously did. And we were excited we have Eli.
It did not, given the teams that jumped seemingly trying to get ahead of you guys, it did not, from an outside perspective, look like things went exactly as planned, though. Is that fair, or is this a scenario you planned for?
We planned to pick the highest guy on the board. And, Eli's a guy. It's an outstanding young man, high character, good football player. His best days are ahead of him as a player, and we're excited to have him.
And when you have a young guy, I mean, this is the second year in a row you've had a young guy in his, 20 years old, but do you give them a little longer leash, so to speak, when you coach them up because they're maybe not as developed as, say, a senior, somebody who's 22, 23 years old?
He is young, but he is mature. He showed that in the interview where he did a great job communicating with us about football, about things that weren't about football, about his personal life. He did a great job when the film was on. He could jump on the board and communicate that way. So he is a mature young man. He comes from an outstanding program that has a lot of great players, and he shined there.
His interception total went down this past year. Was there any reason for that?
Could you give me that one more time?
His interception total went down this year. I mean, were they people staying away from him or what?
That's a good question. I think he has some things that he needs to work on. I think he shows that he has the ball skills to do it. It's tough when you're playing press man coverage to intercept the ball. You're playing the man, not with vision. When you play with vision, it's a lot easier to intercept the ball than it is when you're playing press man. That's where we like him. When he learns to catch the flash of the ball a little bit better, which he will, and he showed he improved on, he'll have more opportunities for picks, for sure.
You see his skills as somebody who can play in the slot?
He can play in a variety of roles for us. We'll take a look at him everywhere, and we're not going to, pencil him in any role right now. We're going to get him in here, get a feel for his skill set. We have he'll be in here for 2 weeks in phase two after this week. We'll get him in the rookie mini camp, and he'll have an opportunity to get out there versus Frank Ayer in phase two and work on his skills that way without anybody across from him, and we'll get a chance to look at him there.
Dan, is he similar to DRC in any way?
I think they're a little bit different of a player. He may like to press a little bit more. But I think he's I'm not going to compare him to anybody at this point, but I just think he's a young, combative, physical guy. He likes to tackle. He can make plays pressuring off the backside edge to the boundary. He's aggressive in the run game. And, again, it's hard to find guys of that size, that young, that have his skill set.
You mentioned a few times how well he interviewed.
One more time.
Sorry. Thank you, Paul. You mentioned a few times just how well he interviewed. It's just curious because the one anonymous scouting report that got out there was his life skills weren't great. Are you telling us that was not your experience with him?
As far as the life skills, I'm not sure what you're referring to. I just know from the interview, I thought he did an outstanding job at the interview. He was very well read. He knew football. He got ball. That's important to us. And he seemed like a high-character young man, and I'm sure he is, and we look forward to getting him in here.
Ben, this is your first time in the room as a head coach, and it was an interesting draft early with some players that really had some, Tunsil with this tweet, and, he's obviously a highly ranked guy probably, and you have Jack with the injury. Was there any temptation for you to maybe think maybe we should roll the dice here a little bit?
No, I think you trust your board, and we got exactly what we wanted, where we wanted.
You talked about, meeting him on the board. What was your interaction with him throughout the process? Where did you meet with him? Where did you talk to him? Did you send someone to go work him out at Ohio State?
Yeah, we've had plenty of opportunities to look at him. We viewed him in a bunch of different situations in a bunch of different locations, and he made a great impression on us.
You personally met with him more than one time?
We had a variety of looks at him in a lot of different locations. and he made a great impression.
Yeah.